In this bulletin, the federal government cautiously optimistic of the denuclearisation of North Korea. Greece and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia reach an agreement to resolve a dispute over Macedonia's name. And Tim Payne says he's relishing his job as skipper of the Australian cricket team. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Foreign Minister Julie Bishop says Australia has offered to be involved in the verification process of denuclearisation in North Korea. In an agreement signed with President Donald Trump, the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has pledged to work towards complete denuclearisation of the Korean Peninsula. Ms. Bishop says the onus is on North Korea to prove it's genuine.
They've not honoured the agreements they've made in the past. So the test now is that this declaration that was signed with the US president before the world's media, that must stand. And the onus is now on North Korea to prove that it's genuine.
The European Union's foreign policy chief says the apparent success of yesterday's summit bodes well for the resurrection of the Iran nuclear deal. Donald Trump pulled the US out of the Iran Accord last month. Federica Mogherini says the summit proves diplomacy can be successful.
I believe it is very timely that we discuss the nuclear deal with Iran just today. Today's summit proves that diplomacy and dialogue are the only way forward, in this case towards lasting peace on the Korean Peninsula and beyond. In more general terms, this is a clear sign of the fact that the diplomatic track is often challenging, but it is always the rewarding one and needs to be sustained over time.
Greece and the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia have reached an historic agreement to resolve a dispute over Macedonia's name. Under the deal, it will officially be called the Republic of Northern Macedonia. The deal could open the way for the tiny Balkan nation's eventual membership of the European Union and NATO. Its membership is currently blocked by Greece's objections to its use of the name Macedonia. Macedonian Prime Minister Zoran Zaev says the deal requires ratification by the two national parliaments and a referendum in Macedonia.
As we promised, the agreement guarantees that in the autumn there'll be a referendum in Macedonia. The citizens will decide. In that referendum, it's up to citizens of the Republic of Macedonia to write a new chapter in the history of our country.
Judges at the International Criminal Court have ordered the release of Congolese ex-Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba following his acquittal on war crimes charges. The court says he'll be freed in neighbouring Belgium, where his wife and five children live. The 55-year-old was convicted in 2016 of war crimes and crimes against humanity and sentenced to 18 years in prison after a militia he commanded committed mass murder and rape in the neighbouring Central African Republic. But that conviction was overturned on appeal, with judges finding they could not pin responsibility on him for crimes committed by soldiers under his command. Mr. Bemba's lawyer, Peter Haynes, says his client still has political ambitions and is looking forward to returning to his family.
It's going to take a little time settling in with his family. You bear in mind that, you know, he had a 10-year-old son who's now a 20-year-old man. All his children have grown up and they've been without him for a long time. So I think he's going to take his time with that. I'm not his political agent. I'm his lawyer. I have no authority really to tell you what his plans are in politics. I would only say I'd be surprised if he can stay away from it.
To cricket, and Tim Payne says he's relishing being the skipper of the Australian cricket team for the time since being given the role on a permanent basis. Australia's first series against England gets underway today. England has agreed to Payne's request that the two sides shake hands before the match gets underway at the Oval. He denies the move is a PR stunt aimed at rebuilding Australia's tattered reputation after the South Africa ball tampering scandal.
I think it's just living our actions. We've spoken about our values internally as a team and how we want to be perceived by the Australian public and the cricket public in general.
And now a look at the weather across Australia. Perth, cloudy and 18 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 15. Melbourne, late showers, becoming windy and 15. Hobart, a shower or two, 14. Similar conditions in Canberra, 12. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 19. Similar forecast for Sydney, 19 degrees. And partly cloudy in Newcastle, 19. Also partly cloudy in Brisbane, 26. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 27. And Darwin, mostly sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.